Do we have Mr. Hartman with us yet, Morgan?
No, Sidney has not called yet. You know, the man has got a, seems to me, a new girlfriend that he's spending a little bit of time with in the afternoons. He calls them a matinee, whatever that means.
I don't know what he means by that either. But we will do this on Canon.
Here's great news for truck buyers at Peterson, Pontiac, and GMC Truck. You don't have to be a major fleet company to qualify for special financing. If you use one, two, or three trucks in your company, this commercial pricing plan is designed to save you money. This plan is valid on all 94 GMC pickups, vans, and Jimmys. It's specifically designed for the small businessman who needs a truck in his business. Stop out. Let our GMC Truck sales professionals explain it to you. For Peterson, Pontiac, and GMC Truck, just 10 blocks south of 494 on Lindale in Bloomington.
All right, it is 12 now before 5 o'clock. Cannon Miss, WCCO. Temp, 16. Let's do some traffic reporting here. Let's go out to Traffic Central at WCCO and bring in Dean Spratt.
We're just coming in of a truck kind of in a bad spot. 394 eastbound just past Worth Parkway, and it is at least partially blocking the right lane at this point. State Patrol and the DOT's Highway Helper both headed that way. They should get it removed. Heaviest traffic in the area, obviously westbound, and I don't think this eastbound one should cause a major problem. Pretty good level still, 35W southbound through the crosstown, and building in now pretty good as well between 94th Street and the river bottom. Cedar Avenue also getting heavy southbound as you cross the river in the helicopter. JP.
169 in the area of Cedar Lake Road, an earlier accident's been cleared out. Northbound, you'll find the heaviest levels of traffic as you come up from Minnetonka Boulevard to that point. Right now we're looking down on 494 eastbound. You'll find it heavy here from before 169 to Highway 100. As shop ratio traffic.
Mike Lunch for a quickie forecast.
Yes, so far we've had 29 inches of snow this winter. We're going to get some more tomorrow. Our low tonight in the Twin Cities, about 13 degrees. Just flurries tonight. Tomorrow, a winter storm watch could be around 4 inches of snow, maybe up to 6 inches in some spots. Heavier snow in extreme southern Minnesota, maybe 5 to 10 inches down there. High tomorrow, 24. Gradual clearing on Friday with a high of 25. Right now, cloudy and 16, Steve-O.
All right, and Mike was sponsored by the New York Stock Exchange.
When Dean Witter chose to go public, where do you suppose it went? When Morgan Stanley decided to trade its stock, where do you suppose it went? The same place Bear Stearns, Payne Weber, Solomon Brothers, and the other top 10 publicly traded domestic brokerage firms are found. The New York Stock Exchange. These are the companies who do business on every market in the world. These are the foremost authorities on the buying and selling of stocks. And while they may not always agree on what stocks to buy and sell, they do all agree on one thing. The New York Stock Exchange. The stock market that puts the investor first, that ensures openness and fairness, and does the best job of regulation to protect investor interests. The market that is committed to helping shareholders get the best possible price. The New York Stock Exchange. Not just a place, a way of doing business.
10 to 5. I think we've lost Sid Hartman for today, Morg.
I think Sidney's flying up here from Florida. I think maybe that's the problem, but we didn't talk to him today. Because he never misses.
Okay. In the Minneapolis Tribune this morning, this is the Cannon Mess if you just joined us here at WCCO. On the editorial page, they turn a column over called Other Points of View to People to Write. Mark Dayton says Minnesota should look before it leaps for a new hockey team. He says Minneapolis and Minnesota leaders would be wise to remember Minnesota's history with NHL hockey as they recruit a new team to the Target Center. He mentions from 1967 to 1978, the North Stars produced generally lackluster records under local ownership. Mediocre performance, a 39% winning percentage, gradually dampened fan support, and average attendance declined from over 15,000 in 1971 to less than 9,000 in 1978. Then the Gunn brothers bought the club, joining their Cleveland Barons with the Minnesota North Stars, and for a couple of years there, the Minnesota franchise had some nice times, including a trip in 1981 to the Stanley Cup Finals. However, then the team's performance declined again, and eventually the Gunns moved, got a franchise out in San Jose, California, and they also stripped the Minnesota North Stars of a lot of talent as they departed for warmer climates. Then another out-of-state owner came in, Howard the Hat Baldwin, followed swiftly by another foreigner, Norm Green. And all of these people, sooner or later, took off. So what Mr. Dayton is saying Anyone who is lost in love, business, or most other life endeavors knows that if you grab desperately at the first available opportunity, the likelihood of long-term success is relatively low. So, he said, you got to wait patiently for the right opportunity. The chances of long-term success are considerably enhanced if you wait and get the right people in here. And he's talking about local ownership of an expansion club or another club moving here that's already been established. He said, the governor, the mayor of Minneapolis, and other civic leaders should make it clear to the National Hockey League, we want only a team owned by people, preferably Minnesotans, who are willing to make a long-term commitment to our community and become fully part of it. He says, if the presence of an NHL team is essential to the financial viability of the Target Center, that case should be presented to the taxpaying public by a public entity, such as the Metropolitan Sports Commission, after full public review of the Target Center's finances. In other words, he says, we want only a hockey franchise that is as good as Minnesota. He says, we've had enough owners who have no commitment to their team or to Minnesota, no interest in anything other than their own egos and financial gain. He says, we deserve a hockey team of which Minnesota can be proud, or we are better off with no hockey team at all. Touche. Couldn't agree more. Mark Dayton wrote this. Minnesota should look before it leaps for a new hockey team. The Sound Center's bringing you the sports commentary this afternoon on the Cannon Mess, and let's hear from these folks. Hi, gang. The Super Bowl is almost here, and if you're thinking about a big-screen TV, then think of the Sound Centers first. They offer the best selections of Sony big-screen TVs, and their sales guys are the best and brightest you'll find anywhere. Plus, their helpful advice does not cost you any more, because the Sound Centers offer the same low prices as the superstores, with all the service and selection you'll really appreciate. Right now, a giant Sony 41-inch projection TV with stereo sound that fits anywhere with its slimline design on sale for just $2,499. Check out the big-screen Sony TVs today in Roseville, Richfield, the Galleria, Edina, or at the Minnetonka store next to Panakukin in Ridge Square North. Tell them Cannon sent you in.
Our guys made the difference. Check us out.
Got another sports note for you on Cannon. Bill Bates of the Dallas Cowboys says that the team had so much trouble this year getting back to the Super Bowl, he can't imagine going through that for four seasons. That's just what the Buffalo Bills have done, and they're preparing to meet the Cowboys Sunday in Atlanta to play for the NFL Championship, and you will hear the game on WCCO beginning at 5:20. A big pregame show getting underway just after noon with Mike Woodley, Darkstar, and Gordo, John Gordon Liddy, Morgan Mundane will make an appearance, and others leading up to the big game. Morg, who do you like?
I'll make that prediction a little later on. What I will tell you is this is not going to be no runaway for Dallas. This is going to be a tight football game.
Hi, everybody. John Gordon with Twins Today. When the Twins traded Willie Banks to the Cubs, they received two players in return, and most of the media attention has been given to Matt Walbeck, a catcher. But Dave Stevens, a right-handed pitcher, the other player obtained from the Cubs, should be touted also. Jim Rantz tells us what he knows about the California native, who was 10-1 with two minor league teams last year.
Right. Our reports and our people that have seen him is a guy that we think down the line is going to be a closer. He's a power-type guy that velocity-wise is in the 90s. He was in the Arizona Fall League, and everyone was raving about his stuff down there. So we see him probably as a power-type guy, closer in the future.
Stevens will be with the Twins in spring training and will be given every opportunity to make the Minnesota roster. Last year, he pitched with Orlando and Iowa in the Cubs system. John Gordon with Twins Today.
4 to 6 inches of snow on its way tomorrow, perhaps, for St. Paul and Minneapolis as we batten down the hatches here at WCCO. 13 degrees Cannon.
Critics are calling it magnificent, ingenious, and breathtaking. Chan Hazen Dinner Theaters present the Yeaston Coppet musical sensation, Phantom. Theater Week said the music is simply gorgeous. The Chicago Sun-Times said a smash hit. Beautiful. Don't miss it.
Phantom. The opera's been invaded by a phantom.
Having played across the nation to sell-out crowds, Phantom will thrill you with a romantic, haunting tale filled with theatrical effects, stunning sets, costumes, and some of the most exciting music you've ever heard.
Call Chen Hassan Dinner Theaters for WCCO preview prices to Phantom. Tonight and tomorrow night, January 26th and 27th, 934-1525.
Using a credit card is serious business. You must consider all the options, weigh the alternatives, then make the prudent decision.
Please.
That's why the Discover Card is such a wise choice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the Smart Rate program that lets you control your interest rate and no annual fee.
Can I help you?
The Discover Card will have you laughing.
Oh, I'd like to make a deposit.
All the way to the bank. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
Use your Discover card today and start saving with SmartRate, the program that lets you lower your credit card interest rates.
Of course, if you choose a credit card other than the Discover card, you could pass on the SmartRate program and pay an annual fee. But that's no laughing matter. Discover card, a member of the Novus Network.
All right, it is the Cannon Mess, and we're going to bring you the news in just seconds here on the Cannon Mess. Let me tell you that it's now 16 degrees. It's 2 minutes in front of 4 to 6 inches of new snow coming tomorrow morning and throughout the day.
At Nelson Furniture Galleries in Woodbury, many salespeople are called, but very few are chosen.
Why do you wish to work for Nelson?
Commissions, pal. You know, do-re-mi, the stuff that makes the world go round.
Next.
Nelson hires only employees who are educated and effective communicators. People who can listen and understand. People who will make your decorating dreams come alive.
I like, you know, working with people and stuff, and I like hearing about their problems and kids and...
Next!
Many of our salespeople have degrees in decorating. But more than that, all of our salespeople have an acute sense of style and elegance with a keen eye for quality.
Furniture stores are so quiet, I can do my homework in between customers.
Next!
After all, considering the money you invest in furniture, don't you deserve exceptional service? Nelson Furniture Galleries, 2 miles east of 3M on I-94. Exit on County Road 13.
Nelson's Pennsylvania House Winter Sale is going on now, featuring formal country and contemporary pieces, each carefully crafted to reflect old-world attention to detail and the warmth only solid wood can provide. Stop in today.
WCCO Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Rhonda Kinchelow. Here are our top local stories. Two Minneapolis housing officials are in police custody, charged with demanding bribes from prospective tenants. A state council on drug abuse prevention looks for continued state funding. And the mayor of Minneapolis waits on results of an economic survey about the Target Center. World and national news just ahead on CBS.
And good afternoon again. WCCO meteorologist Mike Lynch. We got some snow on the way, just flurries tonight. Overnight low 13. Tomorrow a winter storm watch, around 4 inches of snow. Maybe some areas up to 6 inches of snow in the Twin Cities, and possibly heavier snow south of the metro. Our high tomorrow right around 24 degrees. Currently it's cloudy and it's 16.
WCCO Radio News coming up after CBS. Details on our local stories and the five-day forecast on Minnesota's News and Weather Station. News Talk 830, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The time at the tone, 5 o'clock.